Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone on this beautiful Sunday, July 27th. This is your host Joy Monclarion, Astrology, Herbs, and Tarot, and I'm here to present Infinite Waters, How to Be Unstoppable, the Maestro of Confidence.
Peace, Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. We're here in nature. The ones that doubt us don't know us. How to be unstoppable. How to develop a limitless mindset. And what happens when the world knocks you down? What happens when friends turn on you? What happens when you turn on yourself? What are you going to do? Are you going to stand there? Or are you going to transform your life into your deepest desire? And when we talk of being unstoppable, along my early journey, I always used to blame everyone and everything. And the moment I started taking responsibility for my internal condition and becoming an alchemist, thank you, Paolo, then my life transformed. Because we have to see that the secret of alchemy is making the best out of the worst and not allowing external events to govern our internal condition. But the biggest thing in my life is momentum. And it doesn't matter how many times you do something in one day. The only thing that matters is how many times you can do that same thing every day for the rest of your life. It's not easy because a lot of us, we doubt ourselves. But we have to see it is all a mindset. Change your thoughts and you change your world. Along my journey, I use 7 tools, and the first one is letting go of society's expectations. We are born and we are told what to do from school teachers, parents. They want us to be a lawyer, a doctor, but what do we want? Friends want us to act a certain way. But what do we want? So once you let go of society's expectations, you become unstoppable. The television, which tells lies to your vision. Nowadays, I just laugh and I watch the news to see what they're not saying. Because once you know thyself, you become unstoppable. That is why there is a battle for your heart and mind. But the greatest enemy is yourself. There is no one to blame once you see that all the power lies within yourself. Number 2 is embracing what makes you stronger. What's helped me along my journey is reading books that inspire me, that empower me. Watching films which inspire me. Surrounding myself with kindred spirits who remind me who I am. Being in a loving relationship. All of this helps me to feel and become unstoppable. Number 3 is about loving yourself 100%. Because many times we feel inadequate. And being unstoppable is all about seeing that it's all about how you see yourself. The image you have of who you are in your mind manifests into your physical reality. But once you can form this intimate relationship with yourself, you can extend your love to other people. And I've seen it along my journey. It does wonders when you can accept yourself 100%. And you do this by going to the place where you find your greatest power. Number 4 is all about exercising and I love moving my body. The secret I've learned is that the body is the unconscious mind. Therefore, all our emotions are stored within our body. The more we can fully embrace our physical body, we become unstoppable. Because now we have increased energy levels, we're releasing those powerful endorphins, but more so, we are changing our brain. Neuroplasticity is when our brain changes based on our experience. And I've found it so helpful along my journey. I skate every single day and I love it. Any country I travel to, my freeline skates are coming with me. They are there. Number 5 is priming your brain. Priming is the exposure to something which influences our behavior. And it is where we are unaware that that thing is doing it. So when we see that the subconscious mind governs our whole existence, I've seen it along my journey. So how priming works is, for example, I show you a picture of the sun. It is bright, it is yellow, and I ask you to think of a flower. And you say a daffodil. And I have the picture of the daffodil, and I ask you to think of a fruit. And you say a banana. So why have you chosen those? Because the brain works by putting things in categories which are similar. Now all of these three things are yellow. So that is how priming works. So how can we use this in a practical way to become unstoppable? The neocortex of the brain is the information processing unit, the CPU, just like a computer. So when we see this, we come to realize that in our life, we can use priming to transform our life. How we arrange our room. This sends a subconscious message to ourselves. If we have a tidy room, this is showing us that we are worthy. It's helped me along my journey. If we see that, I love skating, and before I always used to put in the cheapest bearings in my skates. Now I put bone Swiss ceramic, and bone Swiss ceramic bearings are the best bearings in the world for skating. So what this does, it gives me a better performance when I skate, even on a subconscious level, because I have primed my brain to say that I am using the best equipment in the world. Because we have to see that we are worthy. We came here to have the most expansive existence possible. An example of priming, because there is negative priming and there is positive priming. Many of us, we're sitting there with popcorn watching the news. And it is just chaos, fear, because they are working on your emotions, which is the energy in motion. So if you can watch the news in a neutral way, it won't affect you. But once you start reacting, once you start becoming fearful, it is now changing the biochemistry of your body through the attitude you are taking. So we have to see, if you are constantly watching images which are not empowering you, this is affecting your subconscious mind. This is what we call subliminal programming. So that gives you feelings of inadequacy, feeling not worthy, feeling unloved, feeling like you are living in a dangerous world because your brain is making associations through the images you are seeing on the television screen, which tells lies to your vision. So once you start to empower yourself, you tune into what most empowers you. Positive priming for me is listening to beautiful bossa nova music. Tom Jobim, the most amazing composer in the world, whenever I listen to his music, it reminds me that anything is possible. You're on a beach, you're taking it easy, you're breathing deep from the base of your spine. So this is sending a subconscious signal through my whole body, through the neural network, that you can live your dream. And it works, because I listen to it every single day, and that's why I have been able to do what I am doing, because I always surround myself with positive energy. Energy which feeds the soul to help me become the greatest version of myself. We have to see that you turn into whatever you are tuned into. The mind is just a tool. But once we start to do what the great psychologist Fritz Perl said, which is lose your mind and come to your senses, you develop that total body awareness. You see that all our emotions are stored within our body. Therefore, the more we can become our body, we see what this body can do. Because the body is more powerful than your iPad, than all the computers put together, than anything we've ever seen that is man-made. But many of us, we're in an environment which we're not resonating with. We don't love ourselves. We feel like we are victims. My five favorite words: I am not a victim. And once you move out of the victim mentality and see that we are architects of our own reality, we create the world we are living in based on our thoughts and feelings. So we have to become aware that we are conscious co-creators through the attitude we take. Nobody can harm us more than we can harm ourselves. That is the biggest secret I have learned along my journey. That's why I always say, the power is within. Passion. Once you have the passion for whatever you are doing, I've seen along my journey, it has helped me to become unstoppable. I love what I am doing. I love sharing with the world. I love responding to people. I love exploring. Because this is what I came here to do. I have that knowledge of self. I love psychology. I love nutrition. I love sexology. I love it all. Because it is all about expansion. I am an eternal student. There is always more to learn. And passion is the catalyst for manifesting your desires and helping you build up that momentum. When you don't have passion, what is life? If you don't have a passion, society will choose one for you. If you are not creating your own world, you have to ask yourself, whose world are you creating? A long time ago, I was unhappy where I was, but instead of just complaining, I moved into the radical action. And the radical action helps us to become unstoppable. So much thinking, no action. How can we thrive? Well, once we just have the mindset that just go for it, now we lose our mind and we become our senses. We become our intuition, which means we are listening to the inner oracle, and now we find our wings to fly. People ask, how do I get my wings? You get your wings when you accept yourself 100%. It doesn't matter what clothes you're wearing. Have fun. Loosen up. And take life for what it is. A magical journey based on our attitude. So priming your brain is seeing what in your immediate environment can you change to become the greatest version of yourself. I have pictures in my room of sacred geometry. So every day I am priming my brain to realize that everything is connected. So it does wonders when you see this. Number six is about changing your diet. It's helped me along my journey. Ask yourself, are you eating more fruits? Are you eating to live or are you eating to die? Are you one of those people that spend so much on clothes but so little on food? But food is the fuel which we need to become the greatest versions of ourselves. And just incorporating more plant-based foods in my life have helped me become more amazing. It's helped me to fly. It's made me look younger. It's given me that boost of energy, the clarity, the peace of mind. And we have to see, we are not only what we eat, we are also what we drink. Are we getting enough water? Are we hydrated? Because once we have the right food for our own biochemistry, then we start to fly to infinite heights. We become unstoppable. But if we're eating low vibrational food, we won't be able to go anywhere. Lastly, number seven is realizing that you can't please everyone. I've learned this and it's freed me, because they love you one day, they hate you the next day, and then they love you again. Because the secret is, it's never about you, it's about them. So once you just focus on what you are doing, then you become unstoppable. And that's why whatever I am doing, I just have fun. And if other people resonate with the information, that is beautiful. But we are not here to live up to other people's expectations of ourselves. We are only here to live in our true authenticity. You may be the juiciest avocado in the world, but someone will come along and say, I don't like avocados. So there is nothing you can do to make people love you. That is not my job. I do this for the journey, for the expression. I also do it to play my part, because I see that the only way the world is going to change is through radical action. Not by just thinking about it, but by putting out positive messages. I do this for the woman that wrote to me saying she was about to commit suicide, but I'm the reason why she's still alive. So I see that it's bigger than me. And if everyone started to speak from their heart, we would all have an even greater experience, because there is no I, there is only we, because we are all interdependent on one another. We have to let go of fear, which is false evidence appearing real. We have to let love guide us and not fear. It's hard to do. Many of us, we have 1,000 voices in our mind saying, don't do this, do this. What's freed me is to let them talk. Let your inner critic talk. You don't have to react to it. And that's what meditation is, allowing thoughts to flow through us without judgment. Because it's all about how we react to our thoughts. It's how we react to everything around us. We can't control what happens. Only how we respond. And that is the secret of being unstoppable. We have to get uncomfortable. We have to embrace fear, which is false evidence appearing real. We have to jump right in. We have to face what we are most afraid of and see that it's ourselves which we are most afraid of, not what other people think. But once you lose the persona, which is the mask, then you become unstoppable. I am not a race. I am not a political party. I am not a religion. I am. And because of that, I can create forever. Those are the mantras I say every single day. I am immortal. And I always remind myself, we came here to play. So what have I got to lose? Because it is one giant cosmic game in such a beautiful way. All of us are creating different things. But we have to do it right now. Whatever our heart is resonating with, we have to move in that direction. Breathe with nature. This has given me a new perspective, just to embrace nature 100%, to immerse myself in the most amazing scenery. I love luxury. I love beautiful beaches. I love beautiful green trees. I love to see flowers blossoming, opening and closing. All of this changes my inner landscape because I am inspired by my outer landscape. So within as without, so above as below. But the more we can breathe and see the importance of chi, by breathing deep from the base of our spines, it gives us that extra boost. Planting our feet in nature, reconnecting back with earth, gives us the confidence to fly. People ask me, where did I learn the secrets of life from? And I learn everything I know from nature, because nature reminds me to be confident, which means to trust yourself. Nature is not concerned with perfection. Nature is only concerned with expression. We don't have to be perfect. All we have to do is become the greatest versions of ourselves. Ourselves. Not the person next door, but ourselves. And once we see that there is nobody like us, we place value on the gift we have and the contribution we can make to humanity to make this world a better place. It does wonders. I have a very different view of success and failure. To me, they are one in the same. It's all about transcending the duality, the mirage of separation, and to say that we are already there. And what I love to do all the time is to see that patience, patience, patience. In accepting yourself, you need patience. And that is the secret I've found to be unstoppable, which is moving in the direction your heart is pulling you towards. We have to see that we're living in a society of instant gratification. the quick fix. But nature shows me there is no shortcut. There are seasons and cycles. And we have to see that this also corresponds to our everyday life. We have to follow the ebb and flow of life and to see that it all happens at the right time for us. What's helped me along my journey is to use words that empower me. I can. Use thoughts that work in my favor. Because it's all BS, belief systems. And step into that radical action. It's all a matter of focus. How bad do you want it? Are you focusing on what you want or on what you fear? Right now for me, it's all about keeping it simple. I'm tired of moving up and down. But simplicity equals a higher productivity because things are more efficient. Therefore, we become unstoppable. The truth is simple. Lies are complicated. If you fall down 7 times, stand up 8 times. I never give up because I can never lose. That's my mindset. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. I'm just using words that start with IN. When we talk of universal mind control, what's helped me is to get knowledge of self, to know thyself, to see that many of us, we empower ourselves when we not only embrace the light, but we delve into the shadow land. In my darkest moments, are where I became illuminated. To start to see that, when you see studies like the Milgram obedience study, you see how it is so easy to mind control a society. I studied psychology and criminology, but I had to go into the deep esoteric knowledge, the occult, which means the hidden. And that all led to me, because the true treasure is you. The greatest book out there is you. And once you know this, you become unstoppable. Because we are living in a perception-based world. Therefore, we are living in the world we are thinking of. So, where are you paying your attention? Because wherever you are paying your attention, someone is cashing in on it. So, for me, it's always about being awake and aware of what is happening in the world, externally and internally. And seeing that the internal always seeps out to the external. We don't have to give our power away. We just have to wake up and smell the coffee. Because there is a battle for your heart and mind. And we are our own worst enemy. I've found once you can let go of memories which aren't serving you, by moving into your body, because that's where all the memories are stored, becoming aware of body language, the posture we have, are we keeping our head down, is our spine straight? This gives us a feeling of abundance, because the body language is simply that. It is a language, it is a code which is being transmitted to every single neuron in your body. So once we see that the way we carry ourselves is a sign of how we feel internally. So, being unstoppable, I love doing yoga because it aligns my body, which aligns my mind, which aligns my spirit. It's time to be free on the planet. It's time to thrive. It's time to sing and dance and touch the trees. Reach them. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is who had the most fun. Live your dream. We are here, in nature, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy.
My teeth gone cold, I'm wondering why.